what's up, y'all? Serena Vincent back up in here exploring life. Oh, I know where I put you. I know where I can put you. All right, hold on, guys. Hold on. All right. On the way home from work. Welcome to another podcast episode. Hopefully, y'all enjoying it. You know, life is crazy right now, man. Sometimes, I mean, not as crazy, but you know, life is life, man. Life is what you make it. They say we can always look at the positive outlooks of life. And I believe that, man. I believe that, you know, at the end of the day, like when I'm at work, usually mostly positive, man, because I'm getting paid to be there. You know what I mean? But nah, for the most part, like I said, it could be worse. I could not be getting paid as much as I get paid and do more, a lot of work. I could be busting my ass, sweating my ass off, doing crazy heavy duty labor. You know, so it just depends. That's why when I work, you know, I got to look at it differently. And then two, work kind of pays you to be a little bit professional. You know what I mean? Work don't give a fuck about your personal life to a point. I clearly don't. I mean, yeah, they'll care about your well-being and all that bullshit. But at the end of the day, it's just a simple fact. Can you come to work and do your job? If you can't, stay home. We don't want you to call out, but that's what you have sick hours for. And we know as a company, that's what's going to happen. When you do call out, hopefully we have somebody to cover for you. If not, the people that you left behind because you called out will have to, you know, suck it up and do what they got to do. It's right. And at the end of the day, you should take care of yourself. You have to. If you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of others? That's the magic word. I'm not saying be super selfish, no. But you know what I mean. Everybody has their own form of belief or line that they know that, hey, I'm good now. I'm done helping myself. Let's help others. And that's the problem. Some people don't know where that line's at. And they'll continue to help themselves, even though it's kind of enough. Obviously, read the room, motherfucker. But you keep on going. And thus, that's why you become greedy in your self-help. You know, but that's for like another interpretation of life in general and all that crazy stuff. But, you know, that's what I wanted to kind of talk about, how a corporate company, even the mom and pop shops, even the little companies, how they say, what do they say? You're part of the logistics family now. Thank you. Or we're not, our success will always be because of you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, companies will say stuff like that. And I laugh, though, because I know we have rules. And when you sign on those dotted lines, you saying that you're going to follow these company rules. For example, like their drug policy. You know, some companies still do it. We in California, but some companies still do it. They're very zero tolerance on any drugs, even marijuana, even bud smoking. Whatever, man, you can't be doing it. You know, because if they do a random drug test on you, which they can do, because if they have that random drug test policy, you know, they'll have it, and then you can get in trouble for it if you've been doing it. It's in your system, even if you don't do it at work, even if you just do it on the weekends, or even if you went to a concert and you got hotboxed or whatever. It's in your system. But the funny thing is, but I get that, because you agreed to that once you signed on the dotted line. I mean, once you agreed to the terms of working there and all that. But then we're not family then. Stop saying this is a family. Because what do families do for the most part? Don't we forgive our family members when they make mistakes? Don't we look at it and say, I love you, but I'm disappointed in you right now. I may not talk to you for a little bit or for a while, but you'll always be related to me and you'll always be here. But companies don't do that. Even football teams don't do that shit. Like the whole shit that happened to Las Vegas Raider Henry Ruggs, what he did was wrong. It was stupid. R.I.P. to the people, the victims that he took, both victims. I think he killed the dog too, and the lady. You know, that person's life's never going to come back. But what he did was dumb. But yet, what do NFL teams do? Oh, fuck you, we ain't paying you no more. Cut this guy so we don't have to pay him. But yet, you want me, as a player, to go out, put my body on the line. I know, I'm not complaining. This is my point of view, okay? I'm not talking to any NFL players. I don't know NFL players personally, and they haven't told me this in a back room somewhere off the record. This is just my point of view, and this is my scenario that I'm putting out there. That, you know, I look at you, owner, and I say, thank you for choosing me You know, thank you, general manager, whoever signed me. I thank you for looking my way and giving me a chance to continue my dream. But yet, now you want me to put my body on the line, right? You want me to go all out, go 100% all the time during game times at least, so I can make my team win and we get a championship. Of course, are you paying me huge sums of money? Yes, you are. You're paying me money normally that normal people will not get. I get that part. But now, since I made a mistake off the field, owners, GMs, or whoever's running that team, now you're going to cut me because conduct unbecoming. You made the team look bad because you're... So now we have to cut you. So basically, you're not going to get paid no more. You fucked up. Bye. See? See how that works? But I get it. There's family, and that's why the whole point is, it's not always going to be personal. I get it when people say, oh, I love this organization. I love the people, you know, the people that you work with are different. Because, you know, you get to know them on a personal level if you're lucky. If you're not lucky, you just show up to work. They don't talk to you. You don't talk to them. And that's that. We can do it both ways, baby. We can do it both ways. You know what I mean? For me, I'm the same way. Like, if I have coworkers that don't want to talk, I don't need to talk to them either, motherfucker. We good. Keep it professional. Is it quiet day today? It's quiet day today. If it's talk a day day, it's talk a day day. But maybe if I get to know a certain ones, I'll talk to them again, and we'll have that more personal connection. But if not, it is what it is, baby. We're going to do what we're going to do. All I ask for me personally, if I'm working with anybody, is be there when I call for you. Basically, pull your weight, do what you're supposed to do correctly, accurately, or if you need help, say something. You know? That's all I ask. I'm not trying to be, oh, hey, guy, do my job too. Nah, I'm just saying, just do your job. We good. But yeah, and I just laugh. But I get it. There's conduct. There's papers. Again, there's all this black and white writing that you sign saying you're not going to do drugs. You know, you're not going to smoke marijuana, whatever, pot. I'm just bringing that up. I mean, if you're smoking crack, you're doing tweak, you're doing all sorts of heroin, all that shit, then I get it, man. Hey, man, you can't be working doing that shit, man. I get it. There's addicts out there that know how to function and be addicted. I get that. It's basically a vicious cycle. You go to work to feed your addiction, you know? And if your addiction is in check, you tell your addiction, motherfucker, we can't smoke right now. Or motherfucker, we smoking when we get home. Or motherfucker, we injecting when we get, before we go to work. Or, you know what I mean? Whatever the fuck you're going to do, whatever you take it. You know, whatever you have to do to maintain, they say. But, my bad, I was loud. That's why I always laugh, man, when they say, oh, this is a family place. You're family now. Nah, you ain't family. You're only family until you fuck up. That's what they should say. You know? And that's what they should say. And then I get it. Can a workplace, a job site be a good place to make friends? To a point, yeah. You can. Coworkers are cool. You guys have something related. You're relatable in some way. You have the same job. You have the same concern. Maybe you got kids. Maybe they're in the same age bracket. Maybe they're a little older, so you want to get to know them, little older motherfuckers, because they seem cool. Or she seems cool. Or he seems cool. Or maybe they the same color skin as you. Or maybe they fucking speak the same language as you. If you speak more than two languages and all that. You know what I mean? So I get that. But that's the only thing I laughed at. I was always curious about it. And somebody's going to be technical with me and say, yo, the rules are the rules, man. Follow them, you're good. You could be a true family member of the company. If you don't follow a man, then you're breaking the rules and you got to go. And those are your consequences. You know what I mean? And I get that part too. And so that's why, I always laughed in my mind. But I get it. If you're doing shit that's costing your company money, or you're stealing from your company, or you're creating a hostile environment or sexual harassing other people at your company and shit, that's different, man. You causing ruckus. You're fucking interrupting other people's lives. Some people would say, well, if I just smoke weed and I go to work but I'm not high, I just smoke weed on my days off, how am I going to get fired? Why am I getting in trouble? That's just the way it goes. You know, those are the loopholes that you fall into when you know you're not supposed to be doing dumb shit. You know? But I get it, because it's so normal now that people are going to do it all the time anyway. People are going to just say, fuck it, man. What are they going to do to me? What they can do to you, motherfucker, is make you lose your job, because they can let you go or suspend you and investigate and then never get back to you. Right? You know what I mean? So, like, but I always, that's what the whole point is. I'm bringing emphasis is when a job says you're family, are you really a family member? Or are you a productive, as long as you remain productive in this quote unquote company family, you're good. But then that's not true because, like I said, there's motherfuckers that are super productive, but they be doing drugs and then they get caught up in a random drug test and guess what? They ain't working there no more. So it's like a mixed bag, I would say. It's always gonna be like that. And I get it if people don't know and the HR does their thing, human resources does their thing, and they do the investigation. Of course, there are times where things get swept under the rug. I believe that to a point. Is there times where people blackmail people and say, hey, well, I got dirt on you, so you better let this go or else the whole world's going to find out you're doing this and doing that. And then people be like, oh, my God. I believe that shit does happen, too. You know? But that's the way I wanted to bring up, man. How do you feel when a company says, welcome to your logistics family, or welcome to the McDonald's family, or welcome to the, you know, whatever family you own, whatever company, welcome to the universal family, you know? And then you look at it and you go, okay, family, that's cool, but it's not a family dynamic, motherfucker. It's do your job, don't break no rules, and don't make us look bad. But again, it's all what you sign on the dotted line. So that's why some of these legality shit's going to tell you. That's the way it is. I can reword it and make, and you know what I mean? Because no place wants to go to a job saying, welcome, labor guy. Thank you for doing your job. If you don't do your job correctly, you'll be fired. If you don't do your job satisfactorily, you're not a good worker. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't a fucking, it's not a communist state. I get it. They ain't going to be telling you, hey, do your job, do your job, do your job. You know what I mean? So I get all that. But that's why I just laugh sometimes, man. How the way the world works and all these big corporations be telling you, you're part of the blah, blah, blah family. It was just something curious I wanted to talk about, or it crossed my mind, you know, so that's what I wanted to talk about. But yeah, those places out there. And then like some of these corporations, what they'll do is they'll lay off a bunch of people after, like, they'll do like a mass hiring event, you know, hire a bunch of people during the summer or during, you know, September. And I get it, depends what type of workforce you're in. You know, like retail, they'll hire a lot of people. But you know that. In retail, you know that, hey, this is the seasonal work. You're going to get let go after the season's over. Okay, that's cool. You get it. Some of these places will lie to you. Well, not lie, but they'll say, hey, this is we're having a mass hiring event. It's a great company to work for. Benefits right into the door. Yeah, you get all this and all that. Job security, right? And then after Christmas comes, you know, all the overtime they're offering you, all these incentives they offer people sometimes. If you're lucky, like I said, there's places that don't offer you shit. So I get that. You got to take the good with the bad. I understand that. You know, so don't be coming at me saying, oh, you're a very ungrateful worker. Nah, motherfucker, I know my worth. Bitch, what the fuck? And why the fuck am I going to work for you? Yeah, because I'm getting paid so much money. But at the end of the day, I got no guarantee that I'm still going to work here. But like they say, it's an at-is or as-will employer or some shit, right? Or at-will employer. So you can leave. They can leave. It's not a contract. It's not like some shit, oh, you're breaching your contract. No, it's not like that. So you do your thing. So that's why I kind of laugh at everything. Also... Yeah, I'm all chewing and shit. That, you know, we'll get into a little bit more. But I wanted to start off the segment talking about that. But hopefully, y'all enjoy the podcast. We're gonna continue on. I'll get back to this. But yeah, man, think about it. Has your company ever said welcome to their blah 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 family, and then don't treat you like your family though? Hey, what's up, man? It's Arena Vincent back up in here exploring life like always. How is everybody doing? How y'all doing out there? You know what I mean? Segment number two. Welcome to the family. Hopefully you kind of understood why I meant that and named it that segment that. We got to stop. I think this is me personally. I get it. I get why companies, teams, whatever thing you're doing. I get it why they say, like, oh, we're a family here. We want you to be comfortable and you know, be you, but be, of course, be professional. We all know that. We're not dumb. You know what I mean? So when we go to these jobs, these workplaces, we understand what they have, a conduct of whatever, you know, they have conduct, they have terms and conditions that you want, that they want you to conduct yourself. And there you go. That's how I'm supposed to say it. And so I understand that you're breaking rules, you're doing drugs, you're not supposed to, you're in trouble. But the fact that companies, like, for instance, if you're an hourly employee, it's a little bit different. If you're a contracted employee, it's a little bit different too. We all have differences. Like, if I sign a contract, that means I have to stay with this company until this contract says otherwise. If an at-will employer, that means I can leave. I don't need to give you my 2 weeks. I can leave. I can go find another job while I'm working with you and all that, you know? So it kind of goes both ways, so I get it. But that's, I just brought it up because I just think it's a joke sometimes that when somebody does some dumb shit or bad stuff, we're quick to abandon them and say, oh, fuck you, bye. You fucked up. And I get it. Now, I'm not saying, oh, some of these fools need chances and they need support and they need help. But I'm saying, stop saying we're family, because we're not. Because I get it. There's families who do that. But it's just the term that we use. It's just basically trying to say it's comforting here. Welcome to the comfort zone. Or it's your job, but want you to stay, be at home here. Feel at home here. You know, type of shit. You know, like, you know what I'm trying to say? So that's why I named it that. And I kind of went through. And I get it. People are going to shoot holes through whatever I said. When I said welcome to the family and what I mean by that. But I just say it's a joke. So stop saying it. Stop saying we're family, because we're not. Half the motherfuckers that I work with, I don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about me at the end of the day. You know, they might say, oh, if I die, of course, that's a shock. And be like, oh, that just sucks. And maybe some might be a little sad because, hey, you know, we're cool. They were cool. But other than that, that's about it. I'm not saying, oh, I want motherfuckers to fucking cry over me. Nah, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, like, in general, we got to stop saying that. It's a workplace where we conduct ourselves in a professional manner. We have rules of conduct that we have to conduct ourselves with. And all that. And if we break those rules, we are going to get let go. And yeah, we'll get words of encouragement. Or fuck, hell, there's even your manager or supervisor might even write you a resume and understand that what you did was a mistake. See, that's what I'm talking to say. Then do it that way. Do it that way then. If you're going to be like that, then that's cool. Because you understand, sometimes people make mistakes and they fuck up. So that's the way it goes, you know. So, but other than that, that's why I named it that. And I kind of wanted to get into all that. So, but that's that. And then now it's look, like, cause I recorded that segment, I think back in June. And, like I said, I was kind of on a roll in June. I released 2 episodes in June, guys, 2 episodes. That's different. Hey, now, normally I only release about how many episodes? Only 1 episode per month now. Cause I tried doing all, like, multiple episodes and I was good at it, but like I said, then I stopped recording and I stopped doing things. And look, I'm trying to be consistent. I'm trying to stick on to that, but I know, oh, great. Arena Vince is talking about consistency again. How many times have you heard that in his fucking episodes? I get it. Not all the time, because there's some episodes I'm just talking about Squid Game, or I just gave you NBA picks, all that shit, you know. But yeah, I get it. But yeah, so I'm trying. But then I'm going to bring it back to you right now. Like, you know how you ever felt like you just didn't want to do it? Like, you know, like, for instance, we all had jobs. All the people who are listening, for the most part, if you had a job or if you had to, you know, go to school. Like, say your parents, you still live with your parents, you're an older person. Maybe you're a young adult or whatever, and you're still living with your parents. What they say, go to school, we'll take care of your bills. We'll take care of your shit if you go to school, because they want you to get a continued education and they don't want you to stress. And then to all the motherfuckers out there that don't got mommy and daddy helping you, hey, it's all good too. I'm not degrading either or. You know what I mean? Just keep it real. And all the motherfuckers out there doing working fucking part-time and going to school full-time, or have going to school full-time and have a full-time job, big ups to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't let that shit grind you down. You remember at the end when you get your diploma, you hope now that you can make some more money with that motherfucker. You know, like motherfucking sugar-free, man. Like sugar-free said, man. Motherfuckers, you know, getting careers, aren't even with the class for that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're gonna get a job and you wouldn't even go to class to get that job. You know? But I get it. You know, I digress. But nah, man, you do what you gotta do. But like I was saying, what I was gonna say about it was,
that as, you know, so same thing. That's why I look at it. Like, I get it. I know why, like, for me, I know the answer to my question. Why am I not popular? Like, why am I not, like, popping? Why is my shit ain't getting all the views and listens and all that? I understand why. Because I don't put the effort into it. I don't. Like I said, when I was talking about being consistent or being like you got to focus on this. You can't just fit this in. Like, I'm fitting you guys in to me on my ride home. I'm going home right now. See, that's the shit you're talking about, Arena Vincent. You can't be doing that shit. I mean, you still might record a popping episode. You might have some good topics and you might get emotional, whatever the fuck you're talking about. It might hit, boom, bam, boom. But at the end of the day, people, like, you're not putting an effort into it. So I get it. So all the motherfuckers out there, all the YouTubers, all the vloggers, the bloggers, the motherfuckers that actually write blogs, all the authors, all the musicians, all the beat, the producers, every person out there, all the artists, everybody's out there who's put in effort into your craft, like, really sat down and said, this is what I'm doing for an hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. working on content, editing, all the editors and shit. I get it, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up on it. Believe me, I don't like editing either. And that's my video show. Like, sometimes I'll be, let's edit this video. Fuck yeah. And then, of course, I have all these grand ideas and shit. And then, it's not going to come out that way. Because you're not going into it. I'm not putting the research in it. I'm not going home right now. You know, maybe, you know, playing with the kid a little bit, talking to the kid. You know, getting something to eat. You know, talking to the wife. And then focusing, let me do better research on how to edit better. No, I ain't doing that shit. I'm just going on the fly. Same with this shit. Same with the podcast. I'm just going on the fly. Anchor has helped me make a podcast because they put in the effort into launching it everywhere. You know, and they're saving it on their servers. And I get it. You know, who knows? I might lose my shit if I ever become super famous. You know what I mean? But that's why I'm thinking I should put this shit on SoundCloud too, or whatever, or record it. Same like YouTube. I do YouTube, man. I got a YouTube video channel. I have all these videos on there, man. I was like, man, what if I lose? As long as YouTube gets shut down, or they freeze everybody's shit, or something happens to YouTube and half everything gets deleted. You know what I mean? Like, what's gonna happen? You can't really do anything about it. I'm not monetized either, so it doesn't matter. Like, for me, they don't give a fuck about me. You know? So I get it. But, you know, that's why. So I don't put the effort. But to all the people who do, man, I get you. And I do sometimes. I'll keep it real. I'll put the effort in. Like, I'll sit back. But again, I'm always doing something. Like, I'll be at work. And I work at, I have another job where it's a little bit more kicked back. You know what I mean? So you can bring out, you bust out your phone and do a little shit here and there. You know what I mean? My first job is not really that kicked back. My first job is more, you know, laborious. Get your shit done. If you're going to get distracted by the phone, it's going to put you behind. And that's why I've fallen behind at work already. A lot of times, sometimes. But anyway. So that's why, man. So keep doing what you're doing out there. You know, if you're listening to this. And if you do listen to this, I do appreciate you. Again, your time is something that we all have and then we'll never get back. Again, unless you have a time machine or some shit. We'll never get this time back. So whatever you're doing, listening to this, you're working, multitasking, cool. If you're just sitting back and listening to my ugly-ass voice, you know, because I know I got a deep voice, you know. Nah, I just fucking with y'all. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. Whoever listens, whenever you listen, if it's the year 2055 and you're listening to this shit, that's cool. What's up? What's up, 2055? How y'all doing? But anyway, man, yeah, so that's why. That's why I feel, that's how I know that I'm not gonna, like, I'm not blowing up or not. So I get it. So the people who put massive, mad effort into this shit, and you're not blowing up, I can understand your pain and your frustration. Hell, sometimes I get frustrated because, like I said, I talked about this before. I did a good edit on a video. Oh, I think it's gonna be popping. I do a whole fucking, a whole like thumb line for the video. It looks cool. It's kind of relatable to what I'm talking about. No fucking views. Nothing. Not even like maybe 1, 2, 3. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck, what the fuck happened? And then another video I post, I'm just talking about sports, and usually the sports videos are just me talking. That's it. It's nothing. I don't really put like special graphics up really that much. And that shit's getting fucking 3, 4 views a day. You know, like I said, I ain't a big fucking YouTuber, guys. Sorry, I don't get 1,000 views a month or 1,000 views a day. Sorry, I don't. I got 2 videos that are over 1K. All right. No, I got 1 video that's like, I think 4K already. You know what I mean? So there you go. But nah. What I was gonna say was, so So I get it. So the people who I do put all the effort in, like the editor shit or the podcasters that, you know, podcasts, like I said, podcasting right now, same with YouTube channels, it's so saturated. So you gotta be special. You gotta put in the grind. You gotta tell people, hey, check out my podcast, and bug the shit out of them, almost borderline. For me, and I like that. I don't do that shit. Like, some of my coworkers still to this day don't know I have a YouTube channel. You know? I'm not gonna tell them. What for? And then I get it, cause like, look, we're all cool. You know, we're all cool. Unless you're like super friends with someone, you become friends with them, you relate to them, then I get it. Then you'll tell, hey, check out my YouTube, check out my content. I mean, unless you sounding like, you know, you sound like nudes or some shit, that's different. Everybody can relate to that. So you can say, hey, check it out. Who gives a fuck, you know? I mean, it's 2022, motherfucker. You know, I get it. Or whatever, even if you're a guy selling feet pictures or some shit, you know, you're not gonna tell everyone, are you? Or you, it just depends on your level of comfortability. You know, you don't give a fuck what they're gonna think of you. And most of the time people don't care, but we just don't like telling people our secrets. Fuck you, why do you fuck you want, or our business, there you go. Fuck you wanna know my business? Well, I'm not gonna tell you nothing. You know, I get it. Whatever works. So yeah, there's still people I know that don't know I have a YouTube channel. And when I get it, once you tell them, it's no pressure. Like, you don't want to pressure them to be like, oh, great, Vincent has a YouTube channel, so now I got to watch the videos. Oh, I hate sports. Oh, I hate baseball cards. Or what is this fool doing? This is boring. I get it. Look, I said, I'm not the most entertaining motherfucker. I know I shouldn't be saying that, but we got to know ourselves. And I think that's the problem with a lot of people in America or wherever you grow up. Sometimes we don't know ourselves. And there's nothing wrong with having a high opinion about yourself. No, nothing wrong at all. You can think that all day. You can say, hell yeah, I'm fucking, you know, like, motherfucking conceited motherfucker. Hell yeah, I'm a fucking beautiful motherfucker. I'm a handsome guy. Or like a comedian who thinks he's funny, but he's not really that funny. You know what I mean? Like, you can think that way. There's nothing wrong with that, but we got to know the truth sometimes. So I know I'm not like, oh, this motherfucker, I want to hear him, what he's got to say. I get that part, but I get it. So it is what it is. Not everyone's gonna like you, or not everybody's gonna like what you're talking about. That's why I picked my gimmick or my stick or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I picked it when there's a broad spectrum of things. I'm not just gonna talk about baseball cards and only baseball cards. I'm not just gonna talk about football cards and only football cards. I'm not just gonna only talk about arena football or NFL or sports. I'm gonna talk about almost everything. You know what I mean? Or not. But the only thing I do, I do a lot of unboxing, unpackaging videos, because I think those videos are cool. They're interesting. And if you bring different things to the table, it's cool. You know? That's what I like to do. And the only problem with me now, I'm stuck on shit like that, where I have a billion packages I haven't opened because I want to feel myself opening them, guys. I want to open them so you can see what kind of cool stuff I get. And you motherfucker, I have backup. I have 2 years of fucking packages I have not opened. And then I say, damn, what the fuck's wrong with you? Did you not really want that stuff? I really wanted it. I did want it, but yeah, like, I didn't open it. I'm not going to open it. I don't know. So it's like, yeah, there's something wrong with your ass. You just like shopping, but you don't care about the stuff. I don't fucking know. And that's what I say. So then, you know, you got to control your budget. You got to make sure, hey, man, why are you wasting money on this shit? You're not even enjoying them. You're not even taking the cards out of the package. You're not even taking the fucking sports cards out of the package. You know, and at least put them in a folder or something so you can look at them later. You know, like, fuck. So I get it. But yeah, when you put in effort and it doesn't pan out, that could be frustrating. I get that. But remember, the world doesn't work like that, man. It doesn't. Believe me, there's motherfuckers that, there's a lot of people who try to go like on YouTube and stuff, like who try to make YouTube channels, try to get YouTube famous, and it don't work out for them. All these motherfuckers on the grind. I've heard stories, or I've seen stories, like a YouTuber been doing YouTube 10 years and then just fucking says fuck it, and then the channel gets popping, because if they leave it there, then the channel gets a bunch of views. I'm like, what the fuck, you know? So it happens, man. And then I know of two people who've had a YouTube channel, 2,000 subscribers, probably got monetized, and then they just say fuck it. They just kind of leave it, you know? It's a trip, man. It trips me out. So it just depends what you're into and what you like to do, you know, and how much effort you want to put into. And I get it. So that's why I'm trying to tell people, look, sometimes I'm just not feeling it, man. I'm just not feeling it, so I'm not going to record. I'm not going to do nothing. And then I get mad and say, fuck, you should at least... I have shit on my phone saved. I have videos on my phone saved still, you know? And I still don't... I don't post them. And that shit, that's the frustrating part. That's the sad part. And that's why I'd be like, nah, I don't want to post. Nah, just post those motherfuckers, man. It goes back to all the times I've talked about other subject, and I tell you, just post it. Fucking just post it, man. There's no need to be a, you know, like, embarrassed or like, oh, this is not that good. If you think it's cool, just post that motherfucker. Why the fuck do we keep thinking, oh, what are people gonna think? I get it. If you're in a medium like this or whatever the fuck, you want people to watch. So I get that. So if you post something that you thought was cool, but other people say that's fucking whack, then I get it. They're not gonna watch you. Or, like, you know, don't be dumb, okay? I get it. If you want to go political route, you think your political beliefs are cool, and you're a fucking racist or some, you're a dumbass caveman that doesn't know what the fuck, you know, doesn't know, like, you know, I get it. Then sometimes your shit is not going to get watched because people just not going to like your ass because you're stupid, you know? That too. But remember, don't take it personal. Just fucking do your thing. You know, but yeah. But yeah, I wanted to say that, man, because sometimes I always catch myself doing that shit too, and that shit's annoying too. Where I always gotta, like, always put the caution flag up and say, remember, hey, I'm only talking about this. Motherfucker, hey, you know what I mean. Use common sense. But then somebody can say, well, I think you're talking about doing weird stuff too. So that's why, yeah. Not, what the fuck? You know? Not even. See, these are the fucking arguments that go around in my head. You know, but I try to take it off subject. I take it off subject. Like I said, do the content, make the content, and don't give up. Basically, what I'm trying to say is don't give up. If you want to do it, do it. And I get it, if you put effort into it, fucking show a video of you putting effort into it. You know what I mean? Have two cameras. Have a camera of you fucking recording you doing editing, like recording you putting effort, and then add that to the fucking, like, add that to the credits or the end of your video, or put that in the beginning of your video, you know what I mean? Or just fucking make another video saying, hey, this is me working hard, and, you know, do your thing, you know? I get it, you know, it's different for everyone. But yeah, then, and then there's some YouTubers that say they done a channel, they got almost to 1,000 subscribers, and they can never get over the hump. I understand that completely, because I barely got 140 subscribers on YouTube this last month. I want to say last month. Yeah, I want to say last month. So thank you, everybody who subscribed to the channel. I appreciate you guys. Believe me, I do. Even if you don't watch videos, I mean, I want you to watch more videos. Fuck, you know, but I mean, that's the whole point. But even if you don't watch them, it's all good. At least you subscribed. But, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing I can find. Because I look, because you can look at your analytics or analysis of your channel. And sometimes they'll tell you that most of the views are not from subscribers. They're from new people or non-subscribers. Which is fine with me. I don't give a shit. As long as the people are watching and getting some views, you know. Believe me, man. We can say we don't care about the views. To a point, but see, when I say that, I just mean, like, I ain't doing dumb shit for the views. You know, like, they say, like, remember they said, do it for the gram, do it for the Vine, do it for the TikTok and shit. Not like that. I don't give a fuck about that, you know. But, of course, if I post a video, I check on it, like, every day or once a day, I check, hey, how's it going? And I see more views. That's cool. It brings a smile to my face. Like, hell yeah. But if it doesn't, there's a disappointing a little bit, but it's not the end of the world. Like, that's what I meant. I get it. When we put in effort into something that's not being appreciated or viewed or looked at, it's like, damn, what am I supposed to do? But if I want it to be looked at, I got to put the effort in, too, to let people know, hey, motherfucker, check out my new video. You know, I got to use all my socials, my Instagram, my Facebook. My fucking Facebook's gone, man. The motherfucker stole my Facebook, yo. Fuck. Still kind of bitter about that shit. Fucking Facebook don't want to do nothing about it either, man. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah. So you go on Instagram, put it on your story. You know, I don't know if before, I know Instagram didn't let you when you made a post, you couldn't put the link. You can put the link, but it is not a link, you know, it's just like a bunch of, the link will show up, and it's not a clickable link. I don't know now, but I know if you use your story, I like how Instagram updated it, so now you can actually click on the link in your story on Instagram, so people can do that, because a lot of people look at your story before they look at your profile now, you know, I noticed that too, and so I'm happy for that fact that works, and then also, you know, using the Twitter, I don't have that many Twitter followers, you know, I'm on Twitter here and there. Sometimes I waste a lot of time on Twitter, you know, looking at, you know, stuff. Hey, man, Twitter's uncensored, dog. Twitter is fucking uncensored out there, you know. But, you know, you guys got to stop wasting time on that motherfucker. You got to stop wasting time. All right. If y'all know what I mean, y'all know what I mean. But, hey, get it, you know. But other than that, the Twitter's cool, too. But Twitter is more if you got to interact. like Twitter is like, if you ain't got no followers, follow a bunch of people and interact with them. You know, because it does work. Like, I was watching some show on Netflix, Blown Away, about the glass. You know, they're making glass art competition. Like, stupid shit like that. And I remember I was watching it, and I fucking tweeted at Netflix and all that. And then they tweeted back about the whole show. So, it's cool. So, yeah, I get the interaction. I get why, how Twitter can be addicting to people. Because you can go interact with people back and forth. It's almost like Facebook in the fucking comment section. You know, people fight in the comment sections on Facebook. Kind of the same concept, but kind of crazier. Believe me, you know, Twitter's crazy, but, so I get that, but yeah, so I don't have a lot, so I'll post, but I don't really get that much interaction with my tweets, because you can look at your tweets and how much interaction it gets, and that's cool, too, but yeah, you gotta put it out there, and that's the thing, and if you do all that, you put everything out there, you fucking go to bat for your channel, or you go to bat for your podcast, or you go to bat for your whatever shit you make, and it still don't work out, then I get it, man. It's frustrating. Believe me, it's like, God damn it, what the fuck do I have to do, you know? And you got to, but like I said, you gotta keep plugging away. Nothing happens that overnight, unless that's the problem. I think we see, like, they see too many, or like, oh, guess what? This person's an overnight sensation, and then the motherfucker's seen everywhere. It don't work like that, man. It don't work like that. It doesn't. You can't. It only sometimes it does. I'm not saying don't go give up hope. Like, you ain't gonna win the lotto, motherfucker. People win the lotto every day. So it does happen, but sometimes it's not gonna happen to you. Sometimes we assume, oh, that shit should happen to me, man. I'm famous. I can rap. Same like rappers, man. Like, there's so many fucking rappers out there, right? Like, motherfuckers trying to up and come and up and hustle. But believe me, there's motherfuckers that can rap. They cool. They make videos legit. But they just don't have that it factor. You gotta remember that sometimes it's just about having that extra, like, this fool has something about her, or this hyena has something about her, you know? And that's the truth too. Sometimes we ain't like that, you know? So it's just like all like mixed, man. It's crazy. But yeah, man, so I get it. That's why I wanted to make this little segment about it, is, you know, and remember, sometimes you won't get your quote-unquote flowers or roses or whatever the fuck you want to call it until after, in fact. Or maybe 20 years from now. Like for instance, we'll talk about that in the next segment. Like, you know, like that song that Stranger Things kind of blew up? They blew up that song, Running on a Hill, Running Up the Hill to Make a Deal with God or some shit like that by Kate Bush. Man, that song is fucking... I like that song. I mean, of course, I heard it from... I didn't watch Stranger Things season 4 or whatever, but I've heard that song from there. Like, and of course, TikTok and fucking Instagram, they blew all that shit up too, you know? So, like, I think TikTok did it and Instagram did it too, where you can cut, like, you know, cut the... Basically, get sound clips from that song and put it to like your fucking your videos, you know? And I think that's what's blowing up a lot of places too. Look at that shit. Her shit blew up, you know, even more. And then I know there's people out there knew of that song way before and all that. But I'll get into that next segment. All right. So there you go, man. That's what I'm saying. Keep creating, and that's why I don't create sometimes, because I don't put the effort into it, man, guys. I'm not saying, hey, I don't deserve your attention. Please listen. I'm telling you, please. But, you know, it's just my type of person. I will tell you and ask you, hey, check out my podcast, please. Give it a listen if you want. I always give you that out. Like, I'm not making you. I'm not telling you. I'm just asking you. And that's all I can do. I just be polite about it. Hey, check out the podcast. Check out the podcast if you want. As soon as I say that, I think there's your out. I should stop saying if you want. Just check it out. Give it a listen. Let me know. And if you never let me know, that's cool. Because sometimes you might listen, but you just got nothing to say. All right, guys. I made it home. So I'm going to end this segment right here. Hopefully, it's not nonsense. I know sometimes, like I said, I have ideas in my head. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Let's talk about it. And I roll with it. And then it's just out of whack. It's like, what the fuck? So hopefully I'll get it. Segment number 2. One more segment to go, and I want to continue on talking about that whole Stranger Things song, Running Up the Hill. I actually listened to that song, man. I fucking downloaded that song. That song is I like the song. that song is like, I think it's a beautiful song, even though, like, I don't know, man, like, the way, I'm gonna break down that song to my, like, my thoughts about that song. So if you don't like that song, you feel like that song is played out, fucking Stranger Things ruined it, sorry, dog. Like, if I never, if it never, again, I've heard that song by Kate Bush, the first time I've heard it was, like, on Instagram or TikTok. I think it was Instagram, because I'm more on Instagram than TikTok, and I'm rarely on TikTok. And I've heard it, like, you know, of course, they add the sound to videos and shit, and people make cool videos and all sorts of cool shit, you know? That song, the instrumental to that song, the fucking, it's just a badass song, man. So I was like, okay, it's a cool song. What is that? And then that's when I heard, oh, it was on Stranger Things 4. That's why everybody's using it now. I was like, oh, okay. It's like, pass the doobie to the left. Man, that song's fucking old. I've heard that song before. But I guess, you know, so not a lot of people are playing those songs and shit. So, but yeah, man, I'm gonna break down that song. That song's pretty cool. I get it. If you're over it, you're tired of hearing that shit, that's cool. On to the next segment. All right, peace. Hey, what's up, y'all? Serena Vincent back up in here. Exploring life like always. How's everybody doing? Segment number 3. It's been a while, not that long, but you know, like I said, effort is what we put in to this whole what I put in to the whole podcast episodes and some recording and all that. And I have a YouTube channel as well, like I said, check out the YouTube channel Arena Vincent on YouTube, all one word, all capital letters. But yeah, so going back to the effort part, it's what I do, man. Sometimes, like I said, I'm feeling it, I'll do it. And I think I said it, I may have said it earlier, but I'm gonna say it again. I was cruising down Instagram, you know, scrolling, doing your thing on Instagram, you know, and I saw a guy. It was an African-American guy, black guy, whatever you want to call it. And I remember he said, I guess he was being asked, like, he had tons of videos, like tons, I think over 1,000 videos or more posted. And he said he just does it because he loves it. And that kind of, it hit a tone for me. I was like, that's right, man. Just do it. And then it hit me. I was like, stop worrying about getting the views. Stop worrying about getting the comments, the thumbs up, the likes, the subscribers. You know yourself. You know yourself. You know, and you know what type of person you are. I get it. You may want to change yourself a little bit because you want to adapt to the times or you want to adapt to things. But at the end of the day, you know yourself. You're not that type of motherfucker that's going to be going up to everybody and say, hey, look at this, look at that, do this. You should be when it comes to certain things. Like, if you want to start your own business, you got to go out there and tell people you have a business. You know what I mean? It's not going to, you know, but that's different. But, you know, doing social media stuff like my podcast and my YouTube channel, that's different. That's something you can tell people if you want. I get it. If you tell people at work, you got to make sure, you know, you're not, you know, recording videos at work that you're not supposed to be recording. You know what I mean? Not in areas you're not supposed to be at and stuff like that. That's different. So that's like you can get in trouble or, you know, stuff like that can happen. Complications. I get that part. But, you know, as long as you're doing your thing, you're not doing dumb shit, you're good to go. But I get it, you know? And then there's like that sound effect a lot of people use. I saw it on TikTok and I seen it on Instagram when they say, yo, add me on Facebook. Add me on Instagram. And he's like, man, no. I'm a whole gangster. You know what I mean? Like, and I get that. Because sometimes when we're at work, we're a different person. And then when we're at home, we don't want to let people know what we like to get into or what we like to do. I get that part. You know what I mean? And you're not ashamed. You just don't want people up being a business. There's a difference. Because like I said, to me, I always look at it this way. Whatever you post on social medias, podcasts, videos, whenever you post it, even if you have a paywall, so OnlyFans or people who have paywalls, whatever you want to do, I get it. You know, somebody paid for that content. But whatever you post publicly, even if you have a paywall, it's semi-public because somebody has to do is pay to see what you're posting. That's open to scrutiny. That's open to people's opinion because you posted that. And I get it. It goes back to people who get, like, you know, women or guys, whatever, get fucked over by that revenge porn or somebody like an ex releases nude pics and shit of you, or, you know, you're in a vulnerable position because you like doing shit, you know, in the bedroom that's not normal or some shit, you know what I mean? And as long as you ain't raping or molesting children, you know what I mean? It's just something you do and then they expose you. Again, And, you know, I get that part. Then that's something that's, of course, everybody's going to give their opinion on it. But then I get that's not right, because that wasn't made to be public. That's the only issue I have. When people do public things and then they complain about why people are criticizing them or have an opinion. Again, that's the way it's going to work, man. That's the way the world works in a way. You know, that's why I get why some people used to try to keep stuff secret, because they just didn't want people's dumbass opinions or, you know, people will look at you differently type shit. So I get all that. But yeah, so that's why it's different. That's why you got to tell myself, hey, you should tell people, you should, you know, put more effort into your content curation, and just do it. But going back to it, when I heard this guy talking and he just said, just do it. He did it because he loves it. He loved producing videos and creating content. That's why he just kept doing it. And he said, who cares about all that shit? Just do it because you love it. And I get it. People who do this for a job, YouTube and all that, congratulations. A lot of y'all motherfuckers, you had to work hard with the editing, making content. Again, not giving a fuck, and filming. Of course, getting permission to film if you're doing a vlog or whatever the fuck you're filming, whatever your shtick is or whatever you're doing. You know, maybe getting permission if you're out in public or you're at a restaurant, at a, you know, auctions, you know, like fools that do storage wars type shit, auctions. People who go buy store, like go to the garage sales, go to stuff. You know, you still got to ask permission. You still got to do things. But there's still a whole point to pull out the camera and record and not to be shy and not to be embarrassed. That's the shit that I give props to. And also the editing, putting, you know, doing your work, doing, you know, setting up, putting the effort in. That's why the last segment was called Efforts. And then at the end of the last segment, I was talking about that, that was like Kate Bush's song that kind of blew up in the earlier weeks, and because, you know, Stranger Things 4, I guess, part 2 ended, or fuck, I don't know what the fuck. I mean, I watched Stranger Things. I watched the first season, and I watched the second season, and that was it. I didn't watch the third season, the fourth season, part 1 or part 2, I didn't watch it, you know what I mean? Sorry. But it's a good show. I think it's a good show off of what I've watched, but I haven't watched everything, you know what I mean? So maybe I'll get to watching it one day, who knows? But, you know, again, that's why I put the efforts in. You know, you got to do it, man. You're out there doing social media. You got a low rider club, bike club, whatever the fuck you want to do. You want to show it off, take pictures, take more video, upload it, share it, whatever the fuck you want to do, you know? And I get it. Now a lot of people, I think a lot of the younger cats do it too, the younger generation. They just put shit on their story. You know, they like to put stuff on their stories. So what I mean by that is, you know, like Snapchat. You know, Snapchat only lasts about 24 hours. You can save it, but that's about it. Or you can put it publicly on something, and then I guess that saves. I don't fucking know how that works, but, you know. Same with Instagram. Instagram has stories, and I believe Facebook has stories too, where you can just upload something that will last 24 hours. You can save to your archives, but you're the one that's going to, you know, either permanently post it to your posts, like on Instagram, or keep it in your archives or make a post permanent like on Facebook. Twitter, I don't think Twitter has stories. So Twitter's just, if you post it on Twitter, it's there until you delete it. You know what I mean? But yeah, so I noticed a lot of people do that now, which is cool too. Again, if you're doing things, everyday things, that's cool. I don't mind doing it. But then sometimes, like for me, I don't mind posting things every day on my story. But then there's times where I just stop doing it. You know what I mean? Just not into it. Not into it. Not like, oh, I'm in a bad mood or nothing. No, it's just, I just don't get down to it. You know what I mean? And that's cool too. But I know I think the younger generation, they like doing that more. They'll have an Instagram account that only has no pictures. and you know, their story is popping all the time. You know what I mean? And then I get it. Some people have Snap. Some people don't. Snapchat is like caught in the middle. It used to be super popular. Instagram kind of copied. I know Facebook wanted, or Facebook and Instagram are the same, owned by the same people. They wanted to buy Snap, but Snap said no. So now, you know, Instagram started doing their stories. So it's like a battle back and forth with the filters and shit like that. But I still think Snapchat's cool too, and, you know, Instagram and all that. But again, yeah, if you want to just post on your story, that's cool too. But if man, imagine if you post something cool that's on your story, just make it a fucking permanent post so people can look at that shit and see, oh, that's a cool shit, you know? Don't lose it. And I like the fact that Instagram will save it to the archive until you delete it off of it. That, of course, only you can see. But, you know, that's what I like about that. Or adds to, you know. So that's cool about it. You know, then of course I know Instagram has highlights as well. If you don't want to make a post, you can add to your highlights so people can go through all that. You know, but that's what I meant. You know, I get that sometimes it's whatever effort you want to put into it, you know. So, you know, do your thing out there. You know, YouTubers, podcasters, do this shit professionally. I get it. This is like your work in a way. And, but yeah, man. So he was making videos and he said, just do it, man. Do what you love. Do what you like. All that shit will fall into place. You know, people will like it. People are not going to like it. They're going to give you likes, dislikes. They'll comment. They'll not comment. You know, whatever works, you know. Because I think, too, and then I thought about that, and that's very true. If you obsess about it, you're not going to be happy, man. Because, again, there'll be videos you fucking did a badass editing job on. And you're like, yeah, cool. And then you post it everywhere. You post it on Twitter. You post it on your Snap, your Instagram, telling everybody, hey, check it out. You even go the furthest extent to send a fucking direct link to some of your closest people, your friends, or whoever. And it doesn't get that many views. And then you can't let that get to you. You can't let that bother you. And unless you're in the game to do that, like this is going to be your focus, I can understand. If you're putting in effort every fucking video, like you're sitting down, dedicating hours of your life just to making this video and shit, then I get it. It might be frustrating, you know? Then you might have to tell yourself, what am I doing wrong? What's the stick? But if you're just doing it like me, where you're trying to fit it into your everyday life, trying to multitask, then you got to understand you're going to get what you put into it. So I tell myself, don't trip, Vincent. Don't trip, you know. Some videos are going to get crazy. Some videos aren't. And some videos, it trips me out, man. Like I had this recent video, Indoor Football League. Like I said, I like talking about sports too. Indoor Football League playoff picks. Indoor Football League is like arena football. It's 50-yard field, high-paced action. Out of bounds is when you get slammed against a padded wall. Kurt Warner was a famous NFL QB who came from the Arena Football League. So just look that up. You know what I'm saying. It's pretty cool. They're having their playoffs. So I just made a playoff pick video. You know, I love doing playoff picks. I love it. I love sports, but I like just doing the playoff picks because playoffs, that's it. You know, it's eliminated. That's it. And that video is getting... I posted that video on Friday evening when two playoff games were going down, and you know, I made my picks, and that video was almost hit 100 views, and that to me, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. I know I shouldn't be saying that. It's kind of sad, but to me, I was like, damn, why is this shit getting viewed? You know, or at least, you know, decently viewed, and that's trips me out. Then other videos I only post, I think it's like unboxing videos. Oh, I'm like, yeah, this shit. People are gonna watch this. It's so cool. And 6, 7, 10 views at the most. And that's it. And I'm like, what? Or some videos will get watched, and then boom, that's it. Plateau at a certain level. And so I guess whatever, algorithms, whatever you put in the comment or your description, I don't know how that shit works. I'm not into that. But, you know, so that's what trips me out. So I'm cool. But of course, like when you see the views and you see maybe people make comments or thumbs ups, and of course it adds, you know, happiness or it adds like, yeah, cool. But at the end of the day, when I heard that guy say, just make your content, man, and people will come. And I really do believe in that, so I really like that. Also, let me go back. I was going to say, my bad, guys. So, yeah, like the whole Kate Bush song. Let's go back to that. I said I was going to discuss that. But like I said, man, it's an arena of life. We're going everywhere, 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 everywhere. And if I do get interrupted by a radio sound, just know I'm multitasking right now, all right? So I might have to stop it and then restart. Not restart, but, you know, continue. But anyway, the whole Kate Bush song with Running Up That Hill and how it fucking blew up. And that's the funny thing. It's a cool song. I like it. It has that like electronic pop 80s shit that goes to it. I like it. And then I actually downloaded that song. I mean, I found that song. I was listening to it. And I think how I interpret the song, I interpret it two ways. Like when everybody was blowing that song up because of, I guess Stranger Things kind of made it blown up. So people started using the sound bites on you know, TikTok and Instagram, you know, putting cool shit to it, to the, it's a cool song, you know, I liked it. So then when I heard it, when I listened to it at first, I was like, you know, if she can make a deal with God, you know, to switch places, she'll be running up that hill, running up that building to make a deal, you know, to switch places. And to me, I thought it was a sad song. Like, when you're thinking about it, I was like, this shit sounds sad. It looks like she said, like that she's basically willing to, somebody died and she wants to switch places with them. Like, she's willing to give her life up so this person can live again, you know? And I know I should have done my research. I'm not sure. And then I started listening to it a little bit more. I listened to its songs more. And then the way it came out was, when certain lyrics, she's all like, so you want to know the deal, you know? And to me, the way she said it was, I think she wanted to switch somebody out, switch places with somebody so they know how it felt to be. And then I saw something in one of the comments. At first, I was listening to the song on SoundCloud a lot. And you know, some people leave comments on SoundCloud, like, going throughout the minutes or the seconds of the songs, people's little comments will pop up. Somebody said that song was, Kate Bush wrote that song because her husband committed suicide. I don't know if that's true. Again, I didn't do my super research, so I apologize. I don't want to give out fake shit. But if that's true in my head, then that's just like the way the song is, she's like, I want you to feel how I feel. And to me, my other interpretation of the song was, damn, she's basically telling the motherfucker who killed himself or you know, I want you to switch places. I want to die and you be left here on earth, sad, missing you, thinking that wasn't enough for you. Why'd you have to kill yourself? What did I do wrong to you? You know, this like the pain of never holding this person ever in your hands again or your arms again, hugging them, kissing them, if they're, you know, if it's a real close relationship or just a friend relationship, holding you, you know, talking to you, making memories with you. I want you to feel how it feels to be left alone, sad, wondering why and wondering what could I have done to save you from not killing yourself or from, you know what I mean? That shit was deep, man. It was like, damn. Because the way she said it, you want to know the deal. Like, it's a deep song, and I liked it. I liked the song, so I do have it, you know, downloaded it. and I have the song, and I don't care. Like, some people, even during the SoundCloud comments, some people said, fuck, you know, fuck Stranger Things. You know, this song was a banger before Stranger Things. And maybe it was, but, like, see, that's the thing about pop culture, or pop culture phenomenons, you know, how they say, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Like, say, for instance, the song that you liked growing up, and it finally hits, like, it's a soundtrack in a movie, or, like, TikTok or Instagram grabs it and uses it as sound clips, you know. Now that shit's gonna get played, and what's gonna happen is like what I did. People are gonna look for that whole song and say, "Let me listen to the whole thing. Let me find out what who artist made this song or wrote this version of the song or performed this version of the song." And then it blows it expands their mind of what music is and stuff like that. So it's a good and bad thing. I get it. Sometimes it can get played out, or it can be a wonder of the week. You know, for like sort of especially that Instagram, TikTok life where people do challenges or they dance to shit or like you know some songs will only last or are very popular for about a week, 2 weeks, you know, or when they go back and do a year in review, that song will be there in whatever time it was very popular and hot. Doesn't matter, people will still be making TikToks to it maybe, but it will never hit its peak like it used, like it did at one time. But to me, it's already done what it's done. It's. I know supposedly Kate Bush, she made money off of it already because of the royalties and all that or whatever, and however that shit works. And people downloading and people looking for the song, you know, all that shit, you know? So that's what can happen. And that's the whole point. That's how I interpreted it. I interpreted she, at first she wanted to, like, when I first listened to it, like I said, no repeating myself. I just thought she just wanted to switch places with somebody who died. So she'll switch with them. So as soon as you hear that deal, oh, fuck yeah, I'll make a deal with God. I'll be running up that hill, running up that building real quick. You know what I mean? Like, this is how I interpret it, to make that deal, saying, yes, let's switch. And then as I listened to it more, some of the way she's talking, like, I guess maybe that's just that 80s talk, or just, like, you want to know the deal. and you want to know how it feels. To me, I was like, okay. And then when I saw again, I don't know if it's true, if it's she wrote that song because someone killed themselves or something that she loved. Then I was like, well, maybe she wants to fucking switch with this person, see how they know how it feels. Again, and I go back to that whole interpretation of maybe they know how it feels to be, you know, I never lost a loved one to suicide. Recently, I did lose a high school friend. After high school, we still kicked it here and there. I remember inviting to one of my Halloween parties. He didn't show up, one of my parties. But, you know, in high school, you go separate ways, but you still have that bond. You still have those memories. And sadly, he took his life, I think, in July 4th, 2022. Just, you know, and he was a veteran and shit like that, too. And, you know, I don't know if he was struggling with shit like that, but I know he was, doing stuff to promote, you know, preventing suicide amongst veterans. So, you know, but RIP, man, you know, and so that's the only thing I've had. But again, he wasn't like a close friend, but I still call him a friend, you know what I mean? I know some people say, oh, you didn't talk to him for over a year. How could he be your friend? This is somebody you had memories with in high school. He was my high school friend. I knew him outside of high school. I knew him long and all that. But, you know, it's the way it goes. As adults, sometimes we go separate ways, and it's by choice. I understand I could have reached out more, and I can reach out more to some of my friends. I don't do that, you know? So I can get that. But if you love someone, like, for instance, say your husband or your wife killed themselves, or a lover, or, you know, your brother, or it just depends what type of position. This sucks, man. Losing someone to suicide sucks, because sometimes you could have said, what could I have done, you know? And, you know, this and that. And so in the song, when she says you want to know how it feels, you know, the deal was, you know, you can switch places or whatever. That's like, that's deep, man. It's basically telling them, look, motherfucker. I'm not saying it's animosity or nothing, but it's like, to me, it's like saying, look, you killed yourself. You left me here, left me here crying, wanting you, missing you, wanting to talk to you, hold you, make memories with you I can no longer do. And now I'm wondering, what could I have done to prevent you from killing yourself? So let's switch places. Let me kill myself. I'm gone. And now you go through all the feelings of what happens. You know what I mean? So that, to me, it was a deep song. I know. I hope I didn't repeat myself going over it twice. But check out the song, Kate Bush, you know, running up that hill or running up that building or deal with God, whatever the fuck. You find it up, because that shit was so popular. And I know I'm a little late to the game, but I wanted to talk about that song and in general how sometimes the pop culture... No! And we can't forget, my bad, guys. See, I got cut out a little bit. We can't forget that there's other social media platforms out there, like different countries have, you know, that are like worldwide as well, but or just specific in that country. And we don't know what kind of music be playing on there. Of course, it's going to be more centristic to their country's music and stuff. But if you got a worldwide pop hit or worldwide phenomenon, people are going to be doing funky dances or doing shit or adding these songs to the backgrounds of their videos or their stuff. So, you know, that can make your shit discoverable, or you can be famous in a country and not even know it. You know what I mean? But anyway, man, that's all I wanted to say about the whole Kate Bush song. I think it's a great song. I like it. Again, I know some people who are fans of that song or that music already, there's going to be haters. They're going to say, oh, fuck, you know, Stranger Things, because, you know, all the bandwagoners are going to jump on. But it is what it is. Again, I think it's a good song. But yeah, that's how I wanted to end this episode. I just got interrupted, so I wanted to end it the correct way. Thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed, you know, again, efforts. But the efforts we put into doing social media and stuff, you can tell the difference sometimes. If you're good at doing all that shit with minimal effort, man, more power to you. You know what I mean? But sometimes you got to, in life, you got to choose how you're going to use your time. Remember, spending your time wisely, using your free time or whatever time. You got to know how to do it. If you're going to multitask all the good, that's cool because you're getting multiple shit done, but the quality might suffer. Or you know you're not putting your full effort in something, so you know you can't complain if it's not popping or getting taken off like you should, you know? And again, there's people who do put the full effort and it doesn't take off, and I get that's real frustrating, but at the end of the day, you got to keep on doing what you're doing. Again, if you don't love it, just stop doing it then. If you don't like doing it, you know, remember, this is what you're doing on your free time, and I get it. If you're a YouTuber, podcaster, whatever, TikToker, whatever the fuck you do, and you're making money off of it, so that becomes your everyday job, you know, hopefully you enjoy doing it that much to keep up doing it, because then after that, you know, that shit gonna run out if you don't stay current or keep doing what you're obligated to do, you know? So, but anyway, man, as always, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie arena, Vincent. Vincent365 Production, you know what to do. At the podcast level, man, just give me a rate and review the podcast on any platform you're listening to. Again, if you're listening anytime, even if you listen to it all the way to the start to the beginning, thank you. I appreciate you. If you just listen to the five minutes, first 2 minutes, thank you. I appreciate it. No matter what, man, you know, at least you checked it out. Thank you very much, you know, and then hopefully you like what you hear, or you check out other episodes. Maybe what I'm talking about is not, you're not feeling it, or you don't want to hear it. Check the other episodes out. You know what I mean? But anyway, man, always check out my YouTube channel. It's Arena Vincent on YouTube, all capital letters, all one word, Arena Vincent. Check me out on YouTube too. I'll be doing videos at least every week for that, man. Sports picks, sports playoff picks, unboxing videos. Those are the things I've been doing mostly now, but I do all sorts of shit, man. So check me out on there. And yeah, man, that's about it. So yeah, show some love to the podcast, rate and review if you can. Until next time, man, you know, take care. Peace.